You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I see that we're supposed to be playing Hey There Delilah here in a few moments.
No, we're not.
Let me throw
put
that
Nickel
out.
Back in instead. Let's wake some people up. Not put them back to sleep.
How about something besides either of those? I'm going to look for something a little completely different.
All right.
So, listen, we need to talk about this Powerball jackpot. There was a winner. And it wasn't you. It was somebody out in Los Angeles. In fact, it was a little mini market there. The Las Palmitas mini market in downtown LA.
One single ticket.
How about that?
You got to be like, if that happens to you, you just got to be like, I am the luckiest person on the planet right now. Hands down, it is all about me today.
Yeah, you just have to hope. I don't know, a mini market in downtown LA, you gotta hope that this person isn't taken advantage of by a bunch of people around them.
Right, yeah. Which
That's
yeah,
what
maybe.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, but they might not even know yet. I mean, they might still haven't even looked at the ticket yet, honestly.
Right. I mean, in LA, it's only 5 a.m. They might have gone to bed early.
Still in bed. odds were 1 in 292 point million, or million people to bring home that jackpot. If they choose the annuity, it's $558 million. If you take the lump sum, you're going to get 29 annuity payments, it looks like. They give you a big chunk up front, and then they said it's something like $33 million a year for the next 29 years before you get it all. So it's the financial people are going back and forth over, you know, what's the best option if you take the big chunk or you do the annuity.
Yeah.
They said, let's see, if you take the lump sum, $124 million immediately goes to the IRS. But then they said you better tuck some more back because this upcoming year you're going to be taxed at the 37% tax bracket. So you're going to have to make up the 13% difference. So you're still going to get hit with another big chunk when it comes to tax time. And like if you were to win it here, I mean, the state taxes are different. But then in Colorado, if you were to win it here, another 4% would immediately go to state taxes. So immediately everybody's got their hand out. You know, your jackpot's going to dwindle quite quickly. But I think you'll be walking away with like 300 and something when it's all said and done.
It does dwindle, but it dwindles down to still hundreds of millions of dollars.
To if you invest it's legacy money, man.
Sure, I mean, it's like your family for the next 25 generations will be set.
Very much so.
Or more, but you just have to hope that people put a little bit of wisdom to this. You know, there are all the stories of lottery winners who end up, you know, broke. And you would hope with $1 billion that that's not the case.
Nose
but
full
again,
of powder. And
it's not anything that any of us would really know how to deal with it first.
You'd go into full panic mode. And there's a ton of stories also out this morning talking about like what you would immediately do. And number two on the list is don't tell anyone. Just keep it to yourself. Don't even tell your mom because she's calling your great aunt in Michigan, you know, to tell her what happened. And then word's going to get out. So they said, just don't tell anybody.
Yeah, I think word's going to get out anyway because I believe California is one of the states where you have to, by law, come forward. You cannot remain anonymous. Now, there are ways, I guess, like creating a trust fund or something.
Yeah, or if you go in
trying to
claim
hide behind
it,
that.
You like dress as a monkey or something like that. Can't you wear like a costume or a mask or something so they can't really pinpoint who you are? I've seen people do that before.
Wearing a monkey mask?
Well, yeah, like they come in like full costume or something because, yeah, you got a name,
actually.
But you still don't have a face to prove it's that person.
I mean, I do kind of like that.
But there'd be signs, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing, too, is that California sold that last gigantic one, the $2 billion. That was also in the Los Angeles area. Mm. The one that was last fall for $2.04 billion or something like that. You remember that?
Yeah.
That was also L.A. Whoa. So in the last, like, what, 10 months, 8 months, 10 months, Los Angeles has been raking in the lottery winners.
Holy crap, man.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. They said there's still something like 4.8 million winning tickets with smaller prizes that amounted to $85 million. So there's still quite a few people that just won little dinky prizes.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you hit like a one of those $1 million ones, I mean, that's life-changing. My God.
It is. I mean, it does. It will alter things, at least temporarily.
Sure will.
And then, you know, after all of this and all the hype over it, tomorrow night there's a Mega Millions jackpot, and it isn't exactly small change. It's at about $720 million
Ooh-wee.
Right now. So it's about $750 million.
Big money being tossed around.
Yeah, people are buying tickets, man.
They sure are. Yeah, it's fun.